Don't worry about him. That guy's dumber than a bag of hammers at the bottom of a frozen lake. Seriously, though. Lawman, what we gonna do about Dakota? Nothing. That's the worst plan I ever heard. Dude, I read their emails. And if these things got published, they'd put Viagra out of business. Yeah? And how do you know you can trust her? You're the boss, Wilbur. A blanket will be nice. I might get a little chilly since you ripped all my hair out. Mr. Ed, let's not get all familiar on the first day. Is this Dakota? This is Mr. Pope? Don't act like you don't know who I am. I'm a manless father. Don't give me any of that nice to meet you crap. Trust me, if we meet, it ain't gonna be nice. I know you're kind. I read the emails, and I've seen WNBA teams with more game than that. You can explain? No, I do the explaining around here. And I like to explain if you talk to my daughter again, I'm going to stick my leg so far up your behind, you're going to wonder why your mouth tastes like hoof. I meant boot. You're going to wonder why your mouth tastes like boot. Did you know that there are over 10,000 sights of horses having sex with people? That's crazy talk. Wilbur? Horses can't use phones. Look, I can tell you're upset by the bulging veins in your forehead and your neck and your hands, but somebody had to do something. Come on, what's the damage, Wilbur? That pimply-faced sack of demon seed is out of her life for good? You should be thanking me, buying me carrots and whiskey, bringing a mirror or two. I like brunettes, by the way. Yeah, but on the bright side, it'll be your virgin daughter hating you.